You know, we was just communicating well, and, you know, at the end of the day, we know our time was running out, and it's kind of like do or die. Like we were saying all throughout the week, our playoffs start now. So it's like we got to win every game, and we just came out there and we made more plays at the end of the day.
You guys are one of five and six teams. Mm-hmm. How confident are you that you guys are the best of the 5 and 6 teams?
We very confident, and we just know it's a lot of games that we left out there that we could have won, and that situation we can't keep running by that. We just know we got to take it one game at a time and continue to get wins if we want to get that spot.
What's it say about this offense when you have two young receivers both go over 100 yards?
I'm just show you the playmakers we have outside. If teams want to come in there and load the block box and try to stop me or whatever, we got guys on the outside that can hurt them. So anytime you just got playmakers like that on offense, it's always a good thing where they can just key on one person.
What was the second difference from the first half to second half?
Basically, I kind of feel like we probably came out a little dead, not just speaking for everybody else, but myself too. I really didn't feel myself probably until the second half, and that's probably because we flew way over here to the West Coast or whatever, and we just came in here and we knew time was running out. We had to make plays.
How big for the defense to hold down the field goals and field goal attempts.
That's real big. You know, the defense, they've been coming up for us all year. They've been making stops for us, getting turnovers, and it's just a situation where today when we got on the field, we wanted to, as an offensive unit, we wanted to take advantage and not put it in the defense end. We wanted to win the game on our own.